Good afternoon, staff and performers of the American Fork High School Band. My name is J.R. Carlisle. I'm from Greenville, South Carolina, with you in the area of General Effect Visual. My pleasure to be with you here at the Bands of America St. George Regional. Great height advantage, former stage right, 45 to between 45 and 50 to view it. Back to you, ready to get started. Great impact here, good communication of the performers. Car guard riding can be a little more energetic with the sculpture and the musical line. Logical staging here to the mellophones. And trumpets. Counterpoint here between the low brass and the high winds. And matching that with the weapons to the silks. And keeping that energy going with the percussion in the center. It's kind of lazy here after a while. Good voicing here to the woodwinds, good communication from them, good primary secondary emphasis between the weapons and the woodwinds, and the tertiary support with the brass restaging. Yeah, the costuming, very appropriate to the color guard performers, very complimentary. A little bit of a functional transition with the weapons coming forward front stage. Good change of pace here. Well, not sculpture and detail, those silks off the backstage. A little pedestrian, the restaging of the winds. Once you set up the concert arcs, you know, I understand what you're going for, but the getting there is just leaves a lot to be desired. Where's the velocity in terms of step size? Yeah, you have a lot of ideas going on the stage, but I'm not sure there's this good sense of unity between them. The tie-in and the rotating of the blocks inside the one form to the block stage right work, but to tie into the rest of the element, it just lacked a sense of cohesion. I mean, it's your staging is fairly good in terms of your musical interpretation and placing the instruments in the right place. Just sometimes I think you get caught up in form restaging or form sculpt for the sake of moving. Where's both of those visually? Great impact here at the color guard. Love the shading and the silks. Good aesthetic appeal. Let's match the bodies underneath the equipment, please, color guard. little thickly textured with the color guard as you're trying to get the silks off the stage, lacks detail as you do it. Once you get the color, the silks off the stage, then all this takes shape. The relationship of the different poggio efforts with the dance motif in the center stage all makes much more sense. Focus spot to the percussion here. Good voicing to the percussion. I feel like the winds are a little bit of an afterthought to each side. That's a great show here with the percussion and the weapons. I guess the winds provide a frame for all this to happen. Mirroring the percussion wedge. Good trade-off, good communication with the body efforts across the stage. That's dimensionality, but you get the color guard, but the weapons and his poles stacked off tied on top of each other. This is kind of a mass excess of the color guard. It's a little distracting. Beautiful color change here. Good dramatic use of the body and the winds to set that up. Staging of the lines works well to build the musical line. Yeah, the double flags, you worked those through the backstage really well. Good continuity. All right, Michael Fork, very musical in terms of the staging process. I think there's just a couple times where I question the unity of all the elements. And I think the performers have great intensity in the show, and they understand their emotional range fairly well. There's just some moments of continuity where some things aren't fully detailed, or we're getting the color guard transition on and off the stage, at least a little bit something to be desired. But overall, great job. Enjoyed it. Best of luck to you in the future.